Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to... There it is. Amount of issues with Blog Talk Radio. It's a bummer. I gotta tell you, there have been a lot of difficulties tonight, but we are now on air and life is good in the hood, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we can say, and we are moving forward. Tuesday night, America is on, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I'm your host, Roger Noriega, and it is a pleasure to be here. I've gotta tell you, obviously, due to our technical difficulties, we do not have the ability to go a long time on air, but we are going to do so for a little bit at least. We've got some material that we've been wanting to go over for a while now, so you got to bear with us as we get this done. It is Tuesday night, and you know what we love doing. We love messing around. This is probably a current events night more than anything else, and I think that's what we're going to do. It is going to be current events, and I got to tell you, it is absolutely awesome. And oh my goodness, in the house! Woohoo! He is, he's not the Dragon Slayer, but he is the Zombie Slayer. And he is obviously more than welcome to give me a call right now and join me as my co-host. And Zeke is there as well. Guys, I got to tell you, it's been a nightmare, a freaking nightmare to make this program happen. Well, happening. Yes, he's LA talk. That's the way. It's happening. I'm not going to do that. Guys, go ahead and give us a call. Join us. We're going to be doing current events tonight. I have a little bit of material. We're going to see how my voice bears up. But I got to tell you, thanks, guys. Thanks for joining me. Yeah, Zeke, I thought the streak was over. Whew. Thank you, Zeke. Thank you for that one. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been on air since September 30th. September 30th, 2008. We've been on every Tuesday, and we're just not going to end it. D.A. Roberts is in the house, guests, and Zeke. It's going to be a lot of fun, guys, so join me if you have any material. You know what to do. We're going to be doing this one. We're going to be going and doing our Only in America segment and all that stuff. It's just a lot of fun. There's nothing else that tops this. But other than an April Fool's joke, but that's neither here nor there. Hey, I don't know. This is a little bit late. But I don't know if you guys caught it, that asteroid that blew up over Russia, 900 miles east of Moscow. Wow, guys, that was a big deal. Have you guys seen the video? It is unbelievable. Apparently, it happened in the early morning hours over there. The sun was already up, and you were getting a lot of daylight, but it is amazing what that rock did. It was like, geez, I don't know, that rock... It was like daylight on everything. And I got to tell you, it was just absolutely crazy as to what happened. It was bright, and it was the size of a double-decker bus. So, of course, I had to bring the British in on this, you know, the British and the Russians, what an intense relationship. And it was an echo of the 1908. What's it called? Tuzunga? Tahunga? I know, not Tahunga. But, you know, that big thing over in Siberia. What was it? Oh, Tunguska. It was also mentioned in, what was the movie, Ghostbusters? Remember when they're talking about the Tunguska blast in 1908? That's the one they're talking about. Because the Americans believed it was a comet. The Soviets Actually, that's inappropriate. The commies think... Well, no, you can't even say commies either. The Russians! The Russians believe it was a rock. We believe it was a comet. Who cares? Something blew up 5 miles over Tunguska and just swatted trees for 1,000 miles around. And that's basically what happened. This rock was made out of glass, and it was like... It was like the deputy guy from Die Hard. Remember when he told McClane after he took out the terrorist in the elevator shaft? He says, "You've got..." Wow, that was sweet. I lost the connection for some reason. So Blog Talk Radio is going to be ruthless tonight. They didn't let me get in. And now, and speaking of ruthless, the man of the hour. Let's go to him now. I know he's been listening. He's been waiting to jump in. He just doesn't jump in because he's a gentleman. That's why it makes me wonder why he associates with us. But what the hell? I'm going to stop now because I'm just so happy. Lost him again. What is going on with Blog Talk Radio? But this time we're going to bring the young lady back. I just lost Mr. Roberts. Hopefully he'll come in right... Mr. Roberts. Where's Vincent Bolger? You know, Mr. Roberts, the movie. Remember? With Glenn Ford. Whatever. Anyway, hi, Shy. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Is that Shy?
Yes, it's Shy.
That's not Shy. It's Zeke?
Listen, I'm a little shy, so I thought I would call in and talk about the big rock that flew by the planet, and if that's okay.
Sure, but you're certainly not shy. Oh, well done, Mr. Oh, you got me, dude. Oh, that is actually quite good, Jeff. What are you doing, Jeff? I knew it wasn't Shy. For a moment there, I thought it was Zeke. But anyway, so what's going on, Jeff?
No, it's Jeff. And, hey, it's great to be here on Tuesday Night in America on MDB Media.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It is always a thrill having you on. Zeke's in the chat room. And I got to get to him now before Blog Talk Radio kicks him up again. The man, the one who wins. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Raj.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm alive, dude. Well, what the hell's up with Blog Talk Radio? It is really screwing us tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kicked me off 3 times already.
Yeah, it actually even kicked me off, too. I'm like, what the hell? It was almost impossible to get into the program, and now it was just impossible staying in there. Uh-oh, Gmo just came in. Miha, do you want to thank Doug on his opinion of the rifle? Remember, we asked Doug, the zombie slayer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to tell him anything? Was the gun appropriate? Did it work?
Yes.
All right, so you're telling me the M4 was much better than the... Wait, which other one?
MG.
The MG?
Yeah.
Wow, why is it? It was better at killing or what? What was the deal? Basically, yeah, okay. Yeah, I... You know, my daughter is not gun... I didn't mean to say that. But my daughter is not shy, and all of a sudden she's become shy. You don't know a lot about guns. You know what a claymore is, and you know the difference between an M4 and an MG. Oh, did you hear that? Well, yeah.
Sorry.
No, don't worry about it. So, my daughter's into the Call of Duty, and she's playing Black Ops. So we asked Doug for his suggestion. He got back to us right away. I thought that was real cool.
But my boys are big Black Ops fans, too.
Oh, you play? Yeah, my daughter's going to get that one next month. She'll be playing Black Ops 2. So do you have, like, an online persona there, Doug?
Online persona? No, yeah. On Xbox, I'm CoRob829.
Oh, okay. Well, no, we only had a PlayStation. My wife, no less, won. We had the newbie system. No, my daughter. Doug thought that was funny. That was good. My wife, no less, wants to get the Xbox.
And every time you say my wife, no less, at my wife,
yeah.
No less, Jesus,
yes,
crying,
my,
Katie.
My wife
go
is
ahead.
The one that wants the Xbox. Hey, look, I plateaued with Intellivision, baby. I was good. Actually, I like the game box. That was good. Or no, the GameCube.
I like the Xbox 360 because you can do the Left 4 Dead series, shooting zombies. What better game?
Well, of course, and that one is unique only to the Xbox, right?
Yeah, I believe it is only on the Xbox. I think you can get it on PC as well, but it's pretty awesome on the Xbox. They did a very good job. The weapons are done very realistic, and it's very fun, very cathartic game. You have a crappy day, you can just take your frustrations out.
On zombies.
Wow.
On zombies. You don't have
okay,
to feel bad about shooting zombies. There's no negative connotation with shooting zombies. No, nobody's going to, you know, form a group like PETA and protest you for shooting zombies.
I haven't heard Jeff laugh like that for a little while. Hey, Jeff, you have a comment there? Or are you going to defend the zombies, dude? What's
no,
the
no,
deal?
I'm great. I know I'm a Grand Theft Auto fan. So like I'll shoot anybody. Like I'll just shoot regular people, you know. But you're right. It's like, you know, who's going to care about a dead zombie? They're already dead, you know.
That is funny. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you guys see that, but in the chat room, Zeke, he says, Grand Theft Auto, love it. Zeke says, I was Atari, now I'm PS3.
PS3, sounds like he's going pee-pee. That's when you say PS3, you're going pee-pee. You know, like, no one cares about PS3 right now. I don't know. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I don't know. But I think Xbox 360 with the Grand Theft Auto and the zombie first-person killer shooter games is probably the best thing that ever happened to America.
There's another zombie game on Xbox called Dead Island. I just don't like it as much. It's pretty fun, but it just can't quite replace Left 4 Dead with me. I love both Left 4 Dead 1 and 2.
Guys, excuse me. Since we are making it a video game night, I think it's real cool because I think I mentioned to Doug, or maybe I haven't, my reflexes have slowed. I am considerably slower in the game. So what I do is I play Tail End Charlie for my daughter, Gino, you know. When she's going in and she turns a corner, I'm like Bruce Willis in that movie, The Fifth Element. Remember how the guy looks in, he fires at something, he's all right, there's five on the left, three on the right. I'm in with my daughter.
You're what we call, Roger, you're what we call sniper bait.
Sniper bait, yeah. Wait a minute, but I thought at the end of the world I was your driver.
Well, yeah, but if you're slow in the game, you're just sniper bait, buddy.
That is good stuff. As a matter of fact, Doug was forming his team, and I commented about the very same situation. He says, dude, can you drive? And, yeah. Okay, you'd be our driver. But okay, as long as I get to drive the big vehicle. So it's cool. Jeff would, you know, between Jeff and I, we would end up being sniper baits.
let me interject on that. I'm a big Desert Storm fan. Desert Storm 1 and 2 on PlayStation and whatever it evolved into. But it was like you could control, you know, four commandos, you know, and these guys just storm through Desert Storm, storm through Iraq and just kill all the bad guys, you know, and that's where the action's at. Am I right, pal? I'm not talking, hey, buddy. The zombie killer. Did you ever get into the Desert Storm thing?
No, I've never played those, but I really enjoyed Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. That game was fantastic.
Oh, okay. So you kind of understand where I'm coming from.
Exactly, yeah. Kind of same kind of game. And back when I used to play PlayStation 2 all the time, I really liked the Navy SEAL games. Those were fun.
Right. It's command and attack is a beautiful thing, and you're in control. So. Anyway, Roger, shoot.
No. Anyway, shoot. Whatever. If we follow what Zeke says, you gotta kill the hookers, right?
Hey guys,
that's how you get your money back.
Oh hell yeah! God, get your money back. Oh dude. Thank God, Chemo and my wife walked out.
Hey, guys, listen, don't even talk about Warren Moon. Warren Moon had some action right before he died. Or actually as he died, I think.
Okay, well, I guess we can talk about that one. But as far as video games, I'm not sure if you guys remember this, but I think Zeke has heard me talk about this. But there was this one commercial, I think it was one of the best ones, and he mentioned the game already in the chat room. It's this guy, I think he was either playing Xbox or PlayStation. He's got his headset on, and he's out on point with three other guys, and they're, you know, just going out there, and all of a sudden you hear in the distance, oh, I'm taking fire, And then someone else gets taken out real quick, and another guy, this guy's like, oh, my God, what's going on? All of a sudden he's dead, and it was like a massive firefight, and he's just like, he puts the controller down, takes the headset off, and he says, who were those guys? And then it switches over to four Navy SEALs, and they're high-fiving each other. He just, fresh meat.
Hey, one of them says, like shooting ducks in a barrel.
SOCOM. Yeah, and right. And it was a commercial for SOCOM. I'll never forget that. I thought that was one of the best commercials I ever saw. You remember that one, Zeke? Probably not, but okay.
Guess we lost him.
Actually, he's still there. Maybe he just took a drink right now, and he should be back in a moment. But Doug,
SOCOM's
a
good game.
Yeah, you know, I haven't had a chance to play SOCOM, and I'm watching my daughter, because we got her Modern Warfare 3. It was really inexpensive at Target, so we picked it up, and then she was lent Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Dude, for the PlayStation 3, that's an awesome game. And she was lent to her, and she, you know, obviously had to get it back now. But we bought her Black Ops 1 on the – I'm sorry. What did we buy you, Gmo? We bought Modern Warfare 3. Which other one do you have? Oh, is it lent to you?
That's Arnold.
Oh, that was Arnold. Okay, Benedict. I'm sorry. I got it wrong. We bought her Modern Warfare 3, and she's borrowing Black Ops 1. Have you played Black Ops 1? You said 2, right?
I've played the first one. My son has the second one, but I've never played it.
Okay. How was the first one? Did you really like it? Or what?
That's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool game.
Now, there's the one scenario, because I've got to believe, even though it's an Xbox, the scenarios are similar. Did you play the one where you actually are like at the not the World Trade Center, but you're at the Stock Exchange in New York? We got to take out the Oscar submarine. Did you have that one?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Okay, did you get it done?
I think I failed miserably. I don't play that one much.
Okay, fair enough. Well, when we get an Xbox, I think my daughter over here will have to get us hooked up on that. And I'll be tailing Charlie, dude. I'll just watch the back. That's about all I can do.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, are you there, dude?
Yeah, she'll thank you if you get her an Xbox. Believe me, she'll thank you. She'll thank you.
Dude, I'm not kidding. My wife is the one that wants the Xbox because of the Kinect. That's what it is, right, guys, the Kinect? Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys have the Kinect on your systems?
No, we don't.
Okay,
can you speak for yourself? Speak for yourself. I have the Kinect. I just don't want to pay for it.
Really? Why is that? Is it that much more expensive, or what's the deal, Jeff?
I haven't even paid my rent yet. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, no, seriously, Xbox is the way to go, man. Go for the Xbox. I love PlayStation 2, but I haven't touched it since I bought the Xbox, and I've been playing nothing but Grand Theft Auto 4. and I've been just, raping this city crazy, just going crazy, just blowing up things with my missile launcher and doing all the silly adventures that go with it. It's not just a sandbox. It's an adventure. Oh, that's a quote.
You know, Jeff, my 15-year-old daughter over here just shaking her head, saying, "Oh my."
Oh, my. Who is this guy? Oh, my God.
Hey, Doug, have you ever played GTA?
Yeah, a few times. I'm not really a big fan of the Grand Theft Auto series. It's just not really my thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Guys, I don't play a whole lot of games.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to go on hold a moment because I want to say something. Mija, we were talking about Grand Theft Auto a moment ago. And there were some comments in the chat room that I'm not going to go ahead and repeat right now, but I find it amusing that someone who was positive towards the game a little while ago all of a sudden has turned negative. Just wanted to make that clear for you, right? I'm sorry, what was that? I'm having a flip-flopper. They first thought the line of Killer Hooker was funny, but all of a sudden they don't play the game very much.
Right. I've played Grand Theft Auto 3 a few times.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. I really stopped playing these games because I am sniper bait. Or I wonder what my daughter thinks of a player now. You know,
Grand Theft Auto, everybody's sniper bait. Basically.
Oh, she's nodding. She's nodding. She agrees with that. Okay.
Well, everybody knows what you're doing. As far as I know, you're pretty much something
that guy is. Oh, I'm sorry. So do I serve a purpose when you go out on your jaunts and your missions and stuff?
Yeah.
Do I really help you out in these missions? Really? I'm sorry. Could you say that just a little loud?
Yes, you help me.
I help you what?
You just take your pride.
Okay. So I am useful to the mission then, right?
Yes.
So I am not sniper bait when we go on those missions, right?
No.
Okay.
Not all the time.
Oh, did you hear that? Not all the time. Not all the time. There was another game, and I guess it's Call of Duty 2 Black Ops 2, or I think I repeated the same thing, but where you actually get to fly the Harrier. Did you guys ever play that one?
No, I can't say that I played that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, that's Modern Warfare 3. I'm sorry. You're correcting me on that.
Yeah.
So you actually
Your daughter sounds like she's very experienced and very cute and very deadly in a game scenario. I'm not sure I would ever want to play her in a game.
I'm not that good, but...
Oh, cut it out. was that something that I should find amusing for you to use such language? Anyway, it doesn't matter what I say when I'm on the road. It's right here on the radio. Do you hear me swearing?
Yes.
No, I'm not swearing. Jeff, have you heard me swear on it? Forget it.
You did not swear.
Have you heard me swear on air? Doug, have you heard me swear on air?
No, can't say that I have.
Thank you, Doug. And hey, Doug, what is that line that you say that they're not anal retentive, but they have blindness? What is this?
rectal cranial inversion.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jeff, how's that one, dude? give it to me one more time.
A rectal cranial inversion. When you have your head up your butt.
That sounds like cramps, like you're having your period. That sounds like a period.
No, it's rectal cranial inversion, dude. Come on,
yeah,
that's having your head up your butt.
You're cramped.
No. Well, there's also another
one
that does.
If someone stuck their head up my ass, I would have cramps. Okay, I swore.
Someone would have cramps.
Now you can tell your daddy someone swore.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. But there's also another line that Doug also has, and it has to do with blindness, where he says it's, I forget what it's called. It's usually with supervision. Use it with supervision. And Gosh, I forget what it was. It was very funny. I wrote it down.
I can't remember it either, Rod.
Yeah, but I thought it was like anal. It wasn't anal dexterity. I know that. It was actual vision. But it was real good, and I wrote it down. Part of my notes.
Was it is it a Star Trek quote, or what is this? What kind of quote is this?
No, it's actually a real-life quote, Jeff. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. I missed that. I missed that.
Okay, guys. Going back to the video games, let's see. Zeke says field tanks and field helicopter or stealth helicopter. Yeah, dude, there's a lot of good stuff in these games. But what are some of the first games that you guys started playing? Because I started out with Intellivision. Like I told my wife a few weeks ago, no, I never had an Atari. Atari
Pitfall,
was beneath.
Pitfall. Remember Pitfall? The guy who was running through the jungle, he's swinging. Remember that
Pitfall
was Intellivision?
Pitfall was awesome.
Yeah, but that was on. You're talking about the Atari version, right?
No, but that was also an Intellivision. They had a better Intellivision version, right, pal?
Yes, they did, and that's what I used to play. I used to. Zeke says also, I remember Pitfall. That was a fun game. That was a. It was very, very fun. I remember moving up to the Super Nintendo. After a while, that was the one that was sold, like, in the late 80s. That's the one that had with the gun where you could shoot the ducks. And I remember the first...
Duck Hunt?
Yeah, it was Duck Hunt.
Yes, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
I remember that one,
right,
too. That was a hard game.
Yes.
Yeah, that was. Glass Joe? I love beating up Glass Joe.
Well, heck, did you guys ever play that game that was a coin-operated where all I would say was, body blow, body blow, body blow?
Yeah, I remember that one. I can't remember what it was called, but I remember that one.
I don't remember what that one was called, but that was a big deal. They finally made it into video game format. But the game that I really loved the most on the Super Nintendo or the NES, yeah, it was a Nintendo Entertainment System, was the first game ever, and it was called Zelda. Did you guys ever play that game?
I'm not a Zelda fan, but my kids play the tar out of it.
Yeah.
I think Sega in the 90s went nuts with that.
Yeah,
well,
there's quite
right
a few of those
nuts,
Zelda games.
Jeff, and actually, you're the one that went nuts because Zelda was never on Sega. Sega and Nintendo were enemies. That's why it's ironic that Sonic is now on Nintendo. Ironic, baby. All right, well,
I always liked the Donkey Kong Country games.
Oh, yeah, Donkey Kong, dude.
We've got all three of those.
Don't get me started. We got Donkey Kong Jr. was the best ever. Forget about Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong Jr. was the best.
Climbing up those
vines.
The Donkey Kong Country series, there was three of those. Those were a lot of fun.
Yeah, they were, and it was. Now, you've got Zeke talking in the chat room about Tomb Raider. Did you guys ever play Tomb Raider?
Yeah,
Zeke needs to get a life.
Think about it. You played it, I played it, we all did. How about Laura Croft in Tomb Raider? Oh, my God. And then
you're revealing your inner geek there, Rod.
Oh, hell yeah. Go
ahead.
It's very difficult when I have my daughter staring right at me. It's like, yeah, that was a little bit of a hottie meeting. I'm sorry. But did you guys ever play Defender?
Oh, yeah.
Defender was awesome. Defender was awesome. It was, you know, two-dimensional game. And when you saw Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan, and Khan was losing the game as Kirk went into the Mutara Nebula, and Spock said he's detecting two-dimensional thinking, I mean, that is Defender all the way.
I remember Defender was a fun game. My brother and I would play that one a great deal. I never really was into the asteroids, even though I played it. Galaga was my next best game.
Nice.
You guys remember
Galaga?
Yeah. And Joust.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. Joust.
I remember that.
That had the weirdest sound effects.
Let me see. Zeke's talking about the game that he's playing right now. That's right, the sound effect. That was crazy. Zeke, please tell us the game that you're playing on your video game system. Because right now he said, by the way, his version of the Cubs won the World Series in 6. So what were you talking about, Jeff, about him needing to get a life?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, in the game that that Zeke is playing, the Cubs won the World Series in 6.
Yeah, it had to be a video game. That ain't going to happen in real life.
Yeah, oh, here it is. It's Major League Baseball 12, the show. Yeah. All right, well, how about Pac-Man, guys? I played Pac-Man, but mine was Mrs. Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah. I liked Pac-Man and Mrs. Pac-Man. Did you ever play the combo game that Pac-Man series came out with that was half video game, half pinball machine? I only saw it a couple of times, but it was kind of weird. It was hard to play.
I have to chime in on this because my father, in the early to mid 80s, he bought, it was the early 80s, he bought one of those sit-down arcade Miss Pac-Man games. So, like, Pac-Man was boring compared to Miss Pac-Man. I mean, and you didn't have to put any coins in. You just sat there and you played, and I swear to God, all our wrists hurt. It's like, you know, I could have put my hurt Miss Pac-Man wrist up to any, masturbation guy who had a problem with that. Anyway, it was awesome. You sit down, it was a glass table, and you see Miss Pac-Man, and it's one on one. You know, one guy sits on one side of the table, the guy sits on the other side of the table, and you're playing Miss Pac-Man, and you're going nuts, and it is crazy. And we were up for all hours of the night. This was around the time that the Wrath of Khan was big on. There was only two huge cable programs. There was Roger, can you name them? One of them was Preview. And the other one was HBO. I'm sorry, I named them for you. Do you remember Preview?
I thought you were talking about On TV and Select TV, the very first cable ones that were in the late 70s, early 80s.
Oh no! It was like when you either had HBO or Preview in like 1981 and 1982, and the big movies that were there were War Games, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and that paranormal movie, what do you call it, that house with the kids and the family.
Yeah,
there,
right?
House. No. It had the guy from The Greatest American Hero, William Catt, in it. Those were pretty good movies.
Yeah.
William Catt, every now and then, is on Blog Talk Radio, and my good buddy Ian got William Catt to be on. And it was so cool. I love that guy, the Greatest American Hero, that when I called in, Ian took my call right away, and I was so happy. You know, I thanked William Catt. I said, hey, dude, this is cool. And I asked him, sir, remember that episode? And I'm sure he started to roll his eyes. Do you remember that episode where you got to be a baseball player and you got paid that $1 million contract? It's like, yeah, it was the fun stuff, the Hollywood stars. Yeah, right. Sir, would you consider yourself the first steroids ball player?
Hey, I got something to say about that.
Dude, I'm
hey,
serious.
Hey,
he
hey.
Did a double take, and he laughed. He thought it was funny. I thought it was good, dude.
Hey, that is so funny, but you know what? The guy that you're talking about, William Catt, you're talking about the blonde dude that played the Greatest American Hero, right?
Yes,
well,
him.
He played a guy, I don't remember the name of the movie, you're going to have to Google it, but he played a caveman. Okay, he played a guy that played a professor. He was like a professor at a college, and he was moving away. It was his time to move again. Because he had been alive for millions of years, and he was born as a caveman, and then he had brought all these teachers from this college to his house, and he had explained it to them, and then they just moved away. You have to look this up, Roger. You're going to really like it. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this movie. Have you seen it?
Doug?
No, it doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, well,
yeah, he's a
it's actually
caveman.
On Netflix. It's on Netflix, yep. And I was thinking yep. of actually seeing it because I was watching. Well, hold on. I actually saw Alien versus Predator, or
Predator?
Alien versus Hunter. And it's Alien versus Hunter, and William Catt is in it. And it's obviously a riff on Alien versus Predator.
Oh,
and
then, oh, I saw that.
Yeah,
that was horrible. That was a horrible B movie, but I saw that too.
I'm halfway through it, and I haven't seen it in its entirety.
Kind of like any movie with Lorenzo Lamas in the cast.
Well, speaking of Lorenzo Lamas,
when he's the main star of the movie, direct-to-video isn't even good.
Yeah, that's true. Zeke was also talking about some other games, Space Invaders, Missile Command. Remember those guys?
Yep.
I want to throw another one at you. Jeff, when you were talking about sitting in the Ms. Pac-Man theme, remember that game with the rock music? It was called Afterburner. Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that one. That came out right about the same time Top Gun did, so it was real popular.
Oh, yeah. Remember that one, Jeff?
You had to sit into a... You actually had to sit in a console, in a way, and to play the game. It wasn't just... You know, you go up to a video game and just you know, play around and toggle with a little thing. You had to actually get in there, and it was almost like a simulator game? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, actually, I believe it was a single player game, and you were flying an F-14 Tomcat on several missions, and the more you would kill, the more points or more fuel you would get, and that was a hell of a game, man. That was one of the best games to this day, and I saw one 10 years ago for like $2,000 or $3,000, and I remember saying to myself, Doug, man, if I ever had the $2,000 or $3,000, that's the one game that I would get. That one.
Roger, the one game I would get. If I could get like an actual arcade computer, the ones that you see in the arcades, I would get Time Killers. Did you ever see Time Killers?
No, I did not.
Ooh, that was the one where you could pick your hero. He could be a Stone Age killer, and he could be all the way up through, you know, you could have a guy in silver armor, you know, and you could have a future guy like Orion, and then like, you know, and you could just like spin around, you know, you do these couple buttons, you press the buttons the right way, and you spin around, and you actually cut someone's head off. And you'd see actually the bone and the flesh around it, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And you could just, it was so sick. It was so sick. And this was a real, and kids were playing this evil, evil game. And that was actually my favorite game. Because, you could go up against, you know, people, you know, I don't know. It was just, it was really cool.
You are definitely scary there, Jeff. But Doug, in the last few minutes that we have, if you had a chance, what game would you get? Because mine would be Afterburner. Jeff's would be Time Killers. What would yours be if you could actually have it at your house?
Just a big stand-up? Any video game. Those would. Remember the old Dragon Slayer with Dirk the Daring? I'd love to have that one. That would be fun.
Oh, heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
That game was hard, too. You made, like, one wrong choice, and you're a pile of bones.
I hated that one. And it's so cool that you said that because you're obviously pretty good at it. But I lost with it. I put my money in there and I lost every time within seconds. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I know it was difficult. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everyone that is. Oh, wait a minute. We actually have a caller from 661. We're down to a minute. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Zeke. I just didn't want to miss any extra innings, but it looks like you're going to end the show.
Yeah, we are. We're probably going to go over for a little bit, but thanks for calling in, Zeke. I just want to let everyone know that thank you for bearing with us. Obviously, we had a lot of issues with Blog Talk Radio tonight, And we're just thrilled that you were able to join us. If you guys want in, you know what to do. Either call in at 914-330-314 or go ahead and click on the S button at the top, the super button or the Skype button. But, Zeke, while we have you on real quick, because we're not going to go over very much. If you had the chance to get a game, which game would it be, pal?
I guess video games we're talking.
Yeah, the video games. Which one? Because I'm not sure if you heard, but Doug said that he would go for that Dragon Slayer one with Dirk Derry. I remember that one. That was cool.
Well, I mean, I already have one that I would go for. The MLB
really?
The Show. MLB The Show. I just can't stop playing it. I do have SOCOM.
Right, right.
I do have SOCOM,
yeah,
which I haven't touched yet. I got Uncharted for free with the PS3 when I got it, so I haven't played that yet. They say that's like Tomb Raider.
Old-fashioned video games. Yeah, Zick, I'm talking about old video games, the coin-operated ones. Which one would it be?
Ooh, wow. I guess...
Wow.
That's tough. I mean...
It is.
Missile Command I loved.
Oh, yeah.
Space Invaders, I just remember at home with the Atari, just wrecking my thumb on that big red button. Be there for hours. And then I can't move my thumb for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
They just keep coming down.
I've got to tell you guys that obviously mine would be the one I said Afterburner, and then my second choice would be either Gauntlet 1 or Gauntlet 2. Remember that game? Warrior is about to die.
Gauntlet was great. That was a fantastic game.
It was a fantastic game, and not only that, remember, Jeff, you could have four players play that game. Remember that one?
That is an insane. I just it scares me. That game scares me.
That game was a lot of fun. Zeke, did you ever play that one?
Which one was it?
Gauntlet, either one or two.
No, I don't remember that one.
Gauntlet was one of the first four-player games, guys, where you could join it at any time, and it was like playing Dungeons and Dragons on steroids. It was really
Dungeons
awesome.
And Dragons. Dungeons and Dragons. The actual game board game. That was kick ass. I think we can all agree on that. I mean, beyond the video thing, that was an awesome game.
Before video games, when you had to be creative.
Yeah, pen and paper role playing games, man. Those were the best.
Stratomatic.
Yeah. That is why video games exist, because of games like that. People thinking about all these powerful things that sorcerers can do, and the warriors can do, and then we got people that can make video games to make that happen, the games like, go ahead.
Before video games, I actually created my own World War III game by combining Risk, Subsearch, Battleship, and Monopoly.
Risk was there.
And I made my own rules up. It was Navy and Monopoly money for buying missiles. It was pretty cool. I should have tried to sell it.
Can we get a Risk game going on between all of us somehow? Some kind of brand new Risk type of game between me, you, and Roger and all the powers that be.
I got dibs on Australia.
No, I win Australia.
Hey, wait a second. The guy from Superman 2 has dibs on Australia.
Yeah, Lex Luthor gets Australia.
Yeah, but guys, remember the subtle joke? When he said that, he said Australia, and then his half-hearted line was, I have an affinity for beachfront properties.
Yeah.
or actually, he said, I have this affinity for beachfront property. Oh, my God, that was so funny. That was great. And we only did that one right away. Yeah.
Gene
Hackman.
They made a reference to Risk on Lost one time, and the one guy did say Australia's the key.
Yeah. Who knows, guys?
Hey, by the way, Australia is a freaking, that's a dive bomb. That you know, in the game of Risk, you know, you try to take Australia. I mean, that is a good way of losing the game. You don't want to take Australia. I mean, a lot of people are so drawn to take Australia. Stay away from Australia if you're playing the game of Risk.
Well, guys, I have several versions.
Have you ever won?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever won?
Risk?
I win all the time.
Jeff wins. Yes, Jeff wins all the time, and he's going to win tonight, too. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at that point. I want to thank everyone. Again, I do want to apologize for our late start. I think next time we're probably going to continue with this game stuff. I don't know exactly what it's going to be. But I was going to talk about current events, but guys, I mean, how much better to have four dudes than having a good time talking about video games and stuff and like that. It doesn't get much better than that. It's a thrill. They literally showed up the minute I announced the program. Doug, dude, always great. And I think my wife says, okay, all right, you keep talking about this bromance, dude? I guess we're going to have to go next summer. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go. So I'm like, all right, there's got to be a hotel room somewhere in that city, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny. We are looking to take a summer trip next year, and we're going to go out to New York. So I'm going to make Jeff drive down to New York, and, of course, we're going to meet at Zeke. But in the meantime, guys, it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully we can see you guys next week. But for now, Tuesday Night in America – thank God, the streak, I almost said the Zeke, the streak continues. And I'm really thrilled, I'm really happy. Let me tell you, Jeff, any news on your site real quick or anything before we go?
Stay tuned for Jeff TV. And Jeff Trek and Deep Space Jeff. And by the way, Who's Dr. Jeff is a big Doctor Who show on NZB Media 3. Check it out every Sunday from 5:30 to 7:30. And by the way, we got to talk. If you're going to come to New York, I will be there. I will take a train. I will meet you.
I don't have to go to Yankee Stadium, do I?
No, you don't. Don't worry. But we do have to we do have to try the hot dogs with the grape papaya. Doug, give us the website. Tell us the news you have on the on our resident zombie slayer stuff.
Website is ragnarokrising.weebly.com, and the big news is book 2 should be out next month. It's Ragnarok Rising: The Reckoning, which is book 2 in the saga, and it's all through the writing stage, the rewriting stage, the editing stage. It's in layout right now and just waiting on the cover. Wow, I should have a release date in the next couple of weeks.
That is awesome. Jeff, or Zeke, my shout-out to you. Thank you for covering us on the Travel Edge Radio. Anything you want to share with us, Zeke? How are you doing on your baseball team?
Good. I did, like I said, the Cubs won in game 6 in the ninth inning on a home run from the backup catcher. Pretty exciting. And my young team, the Dodgers, are in the playoffs right now. And I'm reading Mike Piazza's book, too.
Oh, is that the one coming out of the closet or something like that? Just kidding, guys. You know, they always rip Mike Piazza. And even if he was, don't care. I believe he's a Hall of Famer. And we'll leave it at that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tuesday Night in America. On behalf of Doug, Zeke, and, of course, Jeff, I am Roger, the Dictator, Noriega, and no, I'm not hiding from Panama. I live in Southern California.
And the Emperor.
No, thank you, yes, and the Emperor. Oh, and the Overlord. And I found out that I'm in those video games a lot, the Overlord.
The Benevolent Overlord.
One last thing,
yep.
Roger. You won't believe, remember I had Bubba Boomer, the player that I created? We actually play yourself. Deleted him. Well, I started over again, Bubba Boomer Jr., and guess who I got drafted by?
The Yankees.
Yes, I'm playing for the Yankees. I bumped Derek Jeter. He's on the bench.
Well, I got to tell you, Zeke, you being the Mets fan, hey, it's just a video game, dude.
Hey, I requested a trade, and they said, how about a 7-year, $150 million contract? I said, okay.
Yeah, well, hey, send it all to New York. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of fun. We'll continue next week. Again, thanks, guys. I know it's actually morning for two of our guys and for the other two, Doug and myself. We still have a few hours left in the night. Thank you again. Thanks for tolerating us. Thanks for putting up with us, knowing that we had technical difficulties. But we had fun, and we'll do it again. Thanks, guys. We are out of here.
Tony! Tony!